The St. Louis Cardinals are the champion baseball team of the world. But I've always wondered why we're world champions when all the teams are in America. But anyway, actually, the players are from around the world. Actually, there's probably more non-Americans playing baseball than Americans. But we are the world champions. We've won more championships than any National League baseball team in the world. New York has won a few more, but they have a lot more money than we do, so they buy a few championships. I had the privilege of being the chaplain for the Cardinals and for our football team, the Rams, for about 20-plus years, and it's been a joy. One of the things I like to share about a church working together is when I work with these teams and I see that they didn't win championships by doing it by themselves. They won championships by working together. And last week at Covenant Church, I preached on what it means to be the body of Christ and to work together, that we can't go out there as individuals and think that we're going to do it all by ourselves. We need each other to do that. It's a joy for me. I'm the pastor of missions and outreach at our church in St. Louis. It's a rather large church, about 2,000 members. We have 7 or 8 or 9 pastors, depending on the week, because a lot of them come in and they're trained and they go out and plant other churches and go other places. And we have 2 or 3 guys getting ready to leave us again. So that's great. That's what we want to do. We don't want to keep everybody to ourselves. We want to get them out there. And I have had the privilege of being in about 80, 90, 100 countries. I enjoy it. I love the people. People ask me, where's my favorite country? And it really doesn't, I don't identify with a place. I identify with the people that are there. And just being with the people and loving them. That's why I loved coming back to New Zealand. I was here 2 years ago and had the privilege of sharing in a number of churches. And we did a concert. Some of your guys were playing with us in the band, and it was awesome. I told them we're going to come back next time with the Auckland Symphony Orchestra. I do a lot of things with orchestras now, with classical music. So maybe next time we'll really blow it out with an orchestra. But the purpose of missions, someone said, we have a lot of people who love Jesus, but they don't love what Jesus loves. And you think about that for a minute. Jesus was missional. The whole purpose why he came was to save the lost, was to make disciples, was to do the things that he called us to do. In Matthew 28 and Mark 16, we read about where he's called us to make disciples, to go into the world. We read that scripture, awesome scripture from the Psalms. There's a great book on missions by John Piper called Let the Nations Be Glad. It's based on that psalm. And it talks about the nations. It's not just about us. We think about our own needs, our own church, our own lives, our own personal selves. But really, the work of Christ, if you look at Jesus and his life, it was never about him. Here is God who came to man to serve us. Unbelievable. This was God. Who do we think we are? But we've come to serve us many times too, and not others. And that's why we really have to look at the purpose and why we do missions. We have a theme in my church for our missions. We have for the last 10 or 15 years. And our theme is a heart for the nations, to have a heart for the nations. And that scripture talked about, let the nations be glad. May all the nations praise him. God is about the nations. He's not about one people or one group. He's about the nations. And so we are to go there. But we have to get it together in our own church, in our own community. That's why he said Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth. So we need to have unity in the body of Christ. We need to let the world see the love that permeates, that comes out of this place, before they're going to want to be interested in hearing around the world what we have to offer if we can't love one another. There was just a couple things that I shared at Covenant last week that I just wanted to say briefly. I'm not going to talk very long. We're going to do a couple songs. I'll let Eric sing for you here, or play for you, preach for you, and do whatever. But there was a couple things about a missional church. What is a missional church that I want to just read to you, because I think it kind of clearly says, what does it mean to be a church that's on mission? A missional church is a body of believers who are unified in purpose, where believers are exploring and rediscovering what it meant to be Jesus' sent people. They're engaged in their culture without being absorbed in the culture. And that's from the scripture. We've heard that, to be in the world but not of the world. They're about being conformed to the image of God and understanding the power of the gospel. The missional church are people who live faithfully in the story of God. They don't just come and see. A lot of times people come to church and they see what's going on, but the missional church is one that go. They go and they be the salt and the light in the world. And I know you guys are doing that. I've seen the ministries of so many of the Grace churches in this area. You guys know what that means, to go and to be salt and light. They're reliant on God. They're dependent on prayer. They're grounded in the Word. The missional church proclaims the gospel. They are becoming disciples and making disciples. They forgive one another. They love one another. And they have a vital public witness. They are incarnational. And I like this next line. They seep into the cracks and crevices of society in order to be Christ to those who don't know him yet. John Piper, in his book, Let the Nations Be Glad, has said this: missions is taking worship where worship isn't. Kind of sounds strange, but if you think about it, missions is taking worship where worship isn't. Where God needs to be lifted up, that's where we go, into all the nations of the world. One day when Jesus comes back, guess what? There will be no more missions, but there will be worship. Worship will continue forever and ever. So a missional church is a church that worships, that stands together as one. I'm not going to read the whole scripture for you, but if you'd read through some of the great passages in the Bible, particularly in Ephesians 4, where Paul tells this church, how do you stand together as one? How are you a mission to your community, to your society? You do it by being humble, by being gentle, by being patient, by bearing with one another in love. And he goes on to say, there's one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God the Father of all, who is over all and through all. So we have to stand together as one. I tell the story sometimes. He goes on to talk about we can't be as infants tossed about as in the waves. And I talk about I grew up in Southern California, and I had four brothers and sisters, and we used to go out to the ocean every summer. We'd stay at the beach. And my parents would let us go out. This is when you could just let your kids go off to the beach and come back in the evening. You can't do that anymore out there, unfortunately. But we would go out, and when one of my little sisters or little brother would go out and try to jump in the ocean, the waves would hit him and knock him over, just knock him flat. The waves are strong. And Paul talks to the Ephesians, there are going to be waves that are hitting you that are strong. People are going to be preaching a gospel that isn't the true gospel. They're going to be saying things that we need to stand together and support each other. So but when the five of us little kids would get together and join arms, we'd walk out into the water together. The wave would hit us, and it would lift us up above the wave and back down. It wouldn't knock us over. We formed this human chain. And that's what we need to do as the church. We need to join together, spiritually and physically, join together for the cause of Christ. And when the waves, as Paul says, when those waves come against us, we won't be tossed about in the waves like infants, like little children, because we'll be standing strong in the body of Christ. Be a missional church. Be a church that goes. Be the salt. Be the light that God has called you to be. I pray that for Trinity Church and for all the churches here in New Zealand. You're doing a great work here. I'm impressed by just how you reach out into your communities. Like I say, our church is a big church, and sometimes you get so big, you start to focus on your needs and your buildings and your programs. I like a church that doesn't have to worry about building so much. We have one of our sister churches that meets in a school as well. And, you know, your focus doesn't have to be on the stuff. It's on the gospel. It's on reaching people for Christ. And so I thank you for being faithful in that, and I appreciate what you're doing here, and I encourage you to continue in the work that God has called you to. I know that you're seeking a new pastor here now. We pray for you in that God would bring the man that needs to be the head of this church, that he too would see the vision that you already have of reaching this community and reaching the lost in New Zealand. So thank you for having us here. It's been a blessing. We're going to just share a couple songs with you, Eric, if you want to come up. And I hope maybe some of these you know, and if you do know them, please sing them with us. If you don't know them, you might refrain from singing them with us. But one of the things that we always talk about in the body of Christ is being gracious with one another. You're on top. There you go. Thanks. You know, being the passage in Ephesians talked about humility. Seeking what is best for the body and not for just yourself. And that requires more than our own strength. It requires God's grace and his mercy working in our hearts. And that's what this song talks about. And I know Eric's going to share a little bit about his story and how God's grace and mercy reached out to him. So I think you may know this. Let's see if we got everything on here just so the sound guy knows. This would be the guitar. There we go. All right. Do you have Eric? I think we're good, huh? We good? Are you good in G? This is G. As I say, close enough for Christian music. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Is it plugged in? There you go. You're definitely on now, my brother. Okay.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters in justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along.
So remember, sing with us.
So remember.
This is a great song that Eric and I did for the first time in a long time last night, so I'm still kind of relearning it, but I love what it has to say. So please listen carefully to the words. It says, what can I do but to praise him? And there are times when that's all we can do is just recognize who he is and to worship him and to praise him for who he is. So this is a great little song, and I think I kind of know how it goes. We'll figure it out as we go. Let me do a little Korean folk song first. It's called Tuning.
See the beauty of a sunset's glory, amazing artistry across the evening sky. When I feel the mystery of a distant galaxy, it awes and humbles me to be loved by a God so high. What can I do? Hallelujah, a hallelujah. God of mercy, who shared humanity and suffered by our side. Of the cross they nailed you to, that could not hold you. Now you're making all things new by the power of your risen life. But what can I do?
So much, and now welcome my brother as he brings God's word to us. Oh, you're gonna do a few songs first, then he'll come. Okay, you got a break first. Here.